questions. The first one is, so RDI for folate.
I'm sorry?
The RDI, the recommended daily intake.
Oh, 400 milligrams.
500 micrograms.
Yeah, micrograms, yes.
And yet, the supplements here, you go 800 micrograms.
800.
And then you see a massive increase in urine. Is that because that's too much folate? In other words, is the RDI right?
So RDI, as you said, is about 500 micrograms. We're giving excess of that because we're trying to see a spike in that case. And actually, the interesting thing from that was the decrease for some of those taurines. So there's actually two branch points or entry points to that metabolic pathway. And that was our first telltale sign that there's some sort of crosstalk going on between those pathways. So yes, by giving excess folate, we were able to see that result very clearly.
Second question.
Yes.
400 metabolites or 4,000 metabolites identified.
Yes.
What's the prediction in terms of how many are unknown?
It's growing so fast. So 4,000, that's 2016 numbers. That was 3,000 in 2015. So a lot of these technological developments are deriving that as we see more and more metabolites, but also drug metabolites as well.
What's the speculation, though? The metabolic map is complex as can be.
Yes.
Is the speculation that there's 20,000 metabolites and we just scratched the surface?
So, drawing back to serum metabolites, we're looking 6,000 to 7,000. So we would not expect that to exceed that. But a lot of the metabolites, they're at such trace levels in the urine, either because they're retained or they're transformed into something else. So the problem with metabolites, as the other gentleman pointed out, is incredibly complex. And looking at even just one specific pathway is not going to tell you the whole story behind the cancer. You might be looking at triple negative breast cancer versus ER positive breast cancer. And that pathway may be affected in one case, in one histology, and not in the other. So in this whole personalized medicine approach, we're looking at greater and greater numbers of pathways simultaneously.
I have a question. It's very attractive. You touched upon all potential in CA, so it's very attractive to maybe figure out things. Yeah.
I'm sorry, Gary.
This is very attractive for non-invasive.
Oh, absolutely. And that's our driving force. Personally, I'm squeamish with having my blood drawn, so it's very attractive to me, at least.
Okay, we're cutting into the break here, so I'm going to go ahead and stop. If you have further questions, please.